This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Denver, Colorado. There's been a shooting. 7 students so far that we know of injured in the shooting. What a way to start the show. And here I am in Denver as this is all unfolding. I'll just tell you a little bit about what we do know. What the cops are saying is that 2 suspects are in custody after that school shooting. And again, this is in a suburb of Denver where this has happened. Douglas County Under Sheriff Nicholson Kuth said the 2 are in custody. They're being held for the shooting at the STEM school. That's the school in Highlands Ranch. That's K through 12. How sad is this? Right now they're talking about multiple students injured, all kinds of things from being shot in the leg, etc. This happened at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Police and sheriff's deputies were on the scene almost immediately. Boom, like that. You got to applaud them for their efforts. And initially they said they were looking for a possible third suspect, but there wasn't a third suspect that we know of. But the STEM school has about 1,800 students, and it's based in Littleton, Colorado. So how awful is this? But the good news, like I said, is that they scrambled and immediately got there. So that had to certainly soothe some of the jangled nerves of the parents from what I'm hearing. And I'm not too far from it. I'm about 25 minutes away. In fact, I was staying in Littleton a couple of days ago. So a very sad, sad situation. On the other front, what's being talked about, of course, is the battle in D.C. for, between the branches and the fights between Donald Trump's administration and congressional Democrats investigating him. Looks like it's come to a head, like a big-time showdown. I feel like I'm setting up the conversation for it's us against them, you against me, etc., which we talk about constantly on the show. I say I'm the voice of reason. There is no reason when it comes to what's going on. So the executive branch, what they're doing is the people around the president anyway, ignoring subpoenas for documents and testimony, and lawmakers are threatening officials, including Attorney General William Barr. We talked about this on a previous show with contempt. The president carried 2 disputes into federal court to prevent release of his financial documents. So again, it's about the taxes. The disputes are, acrimoniously enough that it's becoming a bigger bone of contention, I guess, is the best way to say that. So how sad. This is where we are, but we've known this from the very beginning, and the taxes have not been released. In fact, I did a little mini unofficial poll, and typical for this audience, I always like to say, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. It's not about the labels, it's about the conversation, and you're all split in this audience. So I threw out a question: should he show his taxes? Just throw the taxes out there. I mean, look, we know he's made a ton of money. We know there certainly have been losses, etc. And this goes all the way back to the campaign. So throw them out and show them or not. Just say, why do I have to show the taxes? And you're split. So 55 people said that yes, absolutely show the taxes, it's silly. Boom, who cares what would possibly be in there that would be so incriminating because it's there for the record anyway. And then 55 of the other, 55 plus, just a couple more of you said, on the other hand, no, why should he have to show his taxes? So not surprising to me that that's what we're seeing, right? Not surprising at all. Meanwhile, let's jump to something else. I was being asked about nothing to do with Washington and sadly not the shooting in Colorado. You know how I feel about that. School shootings to me are abhorrent, and the places that should be sacrosanct to me are churches and schools and workplaces. For God's sake, we should be able to go to work, be able to pray in whatever manner we want to, and be able to send our kids to school and not have to be worried about some shooting taking place. But what's coming up is honoring mom. Do you believe it? Here we are again already. How fast this year is going, 2019, but it's almost Mother's Day. And I got a really thoughtful email from Trace in the mailbag. I checked the mailbag before I jumped on the air, and I'm going to go to the mailbag coming up next. And Trace asked, what kind of book would you recommend, or what do you think I should give my mom for Mother's Day? And you know what I said, like off the top of my head, and I have no idea whether Trace spends a lot of time with his mom or not, that because I lost my mother 6 years ago and I was so close to her, it's the gift of time. And luckily, I had plenty of the gift of time moments with my mother where we've made it happen. I made it happen in a crazy life or crazy field. We all have those pulls on our lives. And that's what I think it is. You know, it can be a lunch anywhere. You certainly can buy her flowers. But I think it's the gift of time. I think it's like forecasting three different events. Like, hey, I'm just going to come over and whatever, we're going to play cards, or we're going to talk about stories that I don't know about the family, and I'm going to write the family history, and I'm putting together a journal on that. But I think the best thing you can give your mom is yourself. You can give her anything that costs money. You can look at technology. You can look at books. You can look at flowers. You can look at any of that, going out to brunch, and that can be part of it. But I think it's the time thing that we all crave so much. Time. And so this Mother's Day, I hope if you have a mother that's alive, you're able to spend some of it with her either on the day or maybe make it another special designated day that you come up with. I want to tell you a little bit about where I am. I am here for Forbes, and of course, you know, I have a book, Deal Your Own Destiny. You've heard probably the other, my husband, with his spot on the air talking about the book. It is a labor of love. It was rattling around in my head for 10 years. You can hear thunder in the background, rattling around for 10 years, and finally I got it out, and it took a year and a half to put it together. But Deal Your Own Destiny, Forbes Books publish it. You can get it on Amazon. But I'm not overly pushing the book. I'm just saying that, boy, for me, as I sit here in Denver and I'm here at the Forbes Books, you know, Authority Summit, and it really just hits me that this happened, and they've done such a great job in promoting the book and taking care of everything surrounding the book and pulling all those stories, and it was wild to sit down. And that's why I said the thing about getting the stories from your mom, because you get the stories. When I wrote my book, I started to realize the stories that happened in the past, that time moves so swiftly, you kind of forget about them. I mean, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and then what you learn through it. And I talk about dealing your own destiny being about going all in and remembering that patience pays, and especially when you're an entrepreneur, it can be so tough. And you have lows and highs and everything in between, and then, of course, stacking the deck with advocates. This is Nurses Week, by the way, across the United States. I know there's lots of special meetings happening for nurses and events. And coming up later in the show, we're going to actually talk to a nurse about, in our second hour, about kidneys and kidney failure and prevention of all of that. And I didn't even realize how big of an epidemic it was. But recently, somebody who worked with me, who's just had the heart of gold, his name was Roger Emmerich, and he was the PA voice of the Dallas Cowboys. He was kind to everyone no matter what, and had a kind word to say about everybody. And he recently passed, and he was just 62, and he struggled with his kidneys and diabetes, and had a lifelong battle with that. So you'll find this conversation, I think, really eye-opening, and there's some great suggestions. And, of course, part of that we know goes to diet and weight, etc. So stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to head to the mailbag.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, as promised, we're heading to the mailbag. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, broadcasting from Denver, Colorado, and I'm right now looking at some pretty gloomy weather across from the Dallas Athletic Club and the huge convention center they have here. Just kind of a fun fact at the front of this, it is really spectacular to be almost any place in this city and look out and see the mountains just not too far beyond. I think I talked about Red Rocks the other day, and there is something about the altitude here. Somebody said that there's something about the cannabis here because they have dispensaries, and they asked me if I was going to a dispensary, and I said, no, I'm not going to a dispensary. But it is interesting because we talk about marijuana and for medical use, and marijuana in small amounts being legalized, and more states doing that. In fact, some of you are listening in states where it's legalized, so there may be more places like Colorado coming up in the future. And because it's been such a big tax boon to so many of the economies in the areas where where marijuana is legalized. All right, so let's piggyback on this one. I mentioned Trace. Trace said, Kate, I said that in the first segment, what would you do for Mother's Day? And I got kind of an interesting bunch of emails about that. And there was one from Bob, and Bob said, Kate, I completely relate to you. I lost my mother 6 years ago. It's so tough because nobody loves you like your mother, and I hope that people recognize their mothers on Mother's Day, and it doesn't have to be a financial investment. It might just be a phone call if you haven't spoken to her. Well said. What about those phone calls? What about paying attention? And if there's any kind of a rift with the family, for goodness sake, trying to repair that rift. I hear sad stories about that all the time, and I think, gosh, I would do anything to have another conversation with my mom, to go have a cup of Wawa coffee with her, to read the silly, crazy things that were going on in Page Six, or to go catch some tennis with her, or her begging me to help her in the garden, which I hated, but just to do it, to spend some time with her. So think about that. I love, love, love that email. Then I got another email from Richard, who says, Kate, the shooting now in Colorado, no matter what the outcome of this is, it doesn't look like there's any fatalities, but once again, a school is rattled. kids are sent into combat because they have to get out of the school and they have to do what they're trained to do. And it does really paint an awful picture of what's happening in society. What would you do if you were a school administrator, if you were a principal anywhere in the United States right now? Well, I've talked about this. I would, whatever it took, whatever the cost was, I would add more security, because I just... I mean, again, if somebody wants to do something, is there ways to get in? Can it happen? Yes. And I'm never so foolish to think that anything's 100%. But if you had the potential, especially if it's a big school, I wouldn't just have one security guard. I would have more. And if we had to raise money or do something to make that happen, that's what I would do. But, of course, you know, you've got a board. You have a school board. You have parents who come to the meeting. And I would solicit opinions from everybody in the community about where do we stand in this fight to keep our schools safe. But I'm almost certain there would be a metal detector, sadly, that there would be cameras at entrances, and some of that's already happening. Of course, there would be the normal drills you already have, but I would add more security. And then with teachers being armed, I don't know where I would be on that, especially in a big school, because it would have to be teachers that were really good and comfortable and knowledgeable about guns, not just like, hey, here's your gun, and, you know, keep it safe and keep it locked, but be able to get it if something should happen. So there would have to be mega training that would go on there, like they have in Israel. But in Israel, that's the thing. They have lots and lots of training around it for the teachers, and smaller schools for the most part, so a little bit of a different situation. Great question, though. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Jake, who listens to us in Austin and frequently emails the show. And Jake says, Kate, you've been on the road a ton. It's been fun to listen to your stories about where you're going, and I wonder what it's been like for you going through TSA. I think I heard you talk about it one night. Do you like constantly having to go through that process? That's like a loaded question. Do you like constantly having to go through that process? You know, the answer to that is no, I don't like going through the process over and over again. It's what you do, though. It's just, this is how we travel. This is what you do. And, I mean, to me, it's just making sure there's enough time before the flight, and so there's not, you know, it's not this crazy drill of running through the lanes and trying to make sure, you know, hoping you get to the flight on a wing and a prayer or whatever. And some of the airports have been really easy peasy, and I have TSA pre-check, and of course that makes it easier. So there's not the whole taking off the shoes and all of that, and the computers, because usually that becomes more of the ordeal for me, taking out the computer and whatever else I have that I have to take out, whether if you're not checking a bag, if you have any kind of, you know, toiletries of any sort. And in fact, I'll tell you a funny story. There was a couple, when I went to Hawaii, the other went with me, and there was a couple in front of us, and they had lots of bags. And they were a young couple, and they didn't realize, but they had food that they were bringing back as gifts all over the place. And so they were holding up the line, packing, unpacking all this food. And, you know, at one point, the guy kind of looked at me and just shirked. And I didn't say anything. I was behind them. And I didn't even realize, because I had gotten to the airport so quickly, that somebody had handed me a couple of water bottles. And, of course, then they had to unpack the water bottles in my backpack. And said, and he looked at me, and I said, okay, we're even. So you had the food, I had the water. And I had no clue I had it there, because I'm always so good about that. But I think it was at the hotel or in the car. They said, hey, you want some water? And they were full water bottles, and I just had, you know, stuck them in the backpack. But so it goes. How can you complain? So I have no complaints. I feel very blessed and lucky to be able to share my message and get hired to speak across the country and some other places, and share my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, etc., and to be able to take the show with me, frankly, and so, yay. And you'll see that in our second hour, one of the conversations I have is with a woman I met on the road who's just a tremendous doctor, and talks about kind of a taboo subject, which will help a lot of men out there dealing with wives that they think are crazy, and a lot of women who think they're crazy, and that's all I'm going to say. But it's coming up in the second hour. All right, so another one. Here's one from Liz, and Liz says, Kate, you know, I'm looking at Donald Trump and releasing the tax records, and I just don't understand. Just release them. I mean, obviously, he's going to have losses. He's going to have gains. He's going to have things that might raise your eyebrows because he's a billionaire. So I don't understand what the big deal is. I think it almost makes it a bigger deal by not releasing them. What do you think? Well, of course, because he's not releasing them, that's going to cause acrimony, and any Democrat is going to go after that because he's a Republican. He's a Republican president. It would be the reverse if it were a Democratic president. Remember the us and them and that game that we play? And because he kept saying he was going to, remember when he was running, he was going to release it after they went through the crazy audit process or whatever. But, I mean, is it a factor now? What kind of a factor are we going to see in tax records? At this point, he's the president. He's running for re-election. And I understand why Democrats would do that, because you're looking for any kind of an in. And this is the game that's constantly played in Washington. But they're not going to be released. I mean, it's not going to be released. That's the bottom line. Any fight, any of that kind of stuff can go on, but it's not going to happen, period. So let's move to another one. This one is from Tori, and Tori says, I'm listening to you on KPAM in Portland, and I love the fact that you sometimes give the shout-outs to the station, and you talk about Portland, and you got to let us know when you're up here again. You know, you mentioned wineries, and we're getting known for our wineries, but there's so many other things about Portland that you would love. We have a fabulous downtown, and the people are wonderful here. It's so, so green and so, so friendly. I grew up in another part of the country, which I liked, but I didn't realize how much I liked living on the West Coast. Yeah, Portland and Seattle, of course, that's what I think of green. And frankly, I'm in Denver with the mountains, and it's really incredibly green and pretty in Denver, too, in a much different way. But I would say, yes, the landscape, the culture, you know, that of Portland is neat. And that's one of the things that's so cool about the United States, right, is where you can be, you get on a plane, and you could go to the south, the southeast, you go to the southwest, you go to the west coast, and you just get a different flavor, the culture's different, the history, you go back east, you get where I grew up outside of Philadelphia, you know, you get that whole flavor of when the country was first developed, and the cobblestone streets, and some areas of historic Philly, and you know, the Liberty Bell, etc. But I love the personalities of the places, and that's one of the fun things that has happened for me in travel as I swing into something different. All right, I think we have time for one more. Let's go to Sam. Sam, I am. Kate, you know, I've been a fan of the show for a long time. Keep fighting the good fight. You present such an interesting twist, I think, on the topics of the day or what you think people want to talk about in their backyard. And I think you're dead on, whether it's something that's coming out of Washington with this whole Barr thing or the Mueller report, which, by the way, the Mueller report to me was wasted millions and millions of dollars. And if Bob Mueller had anything that was there that he could have nailed the president on and he didn't, well, that's his fault. And I don't blame people for jumping on him for that. All right, thanks for all the emails. I agree. Thanks for all the emails. You can always shoot me an email at katedelaneyradio.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another school shooting, this time in Colorado, with 1,800 students inside.
grades kindergarten through 12.
We were standing outside the parking lot right next to the high school when we saw an officer walk in with a patrol rifle and a vest right after they sent the school into a lockdown, which we could hear over the loudspeaker.
Police say two students opened fire at their classmates and hit eight of them before being subdued. One of the students has died. KCNC-TV's Rick Salinger is reporting from STEM Highlands Ranch School outside Denver.
Heavily armed sheriff's deputies arrived 2 minutes after the first call. They engaged the shooters inside the school and arrested two. They then cleared the classrooms, escorting the students from the building to places of safety as ambulances rushed the injured to hospitals.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. Again, Kate Delaney broadcasting from Denver on a rainy, kind of solemn day in one of the suburbs in Littleton as there was a shooting at a school, a K-12 shooting. Two suspects were arrested. A sad state of affairs of where we are. But this segment is We Can Count, and it's about numbers, because I say you look around and there's numbers everywhere. And so let me give you, I'm a big fan of P.F. Chang's. Every once in a while I'll go there. I like the rice, etc. Obviously, I like the soup. And I just saw that more than 2 million pounds of P.F. Chang's frozen entrees have been recalled. Why? Because they contain milk. So the specific meals, if you're looking at it, are the home menu chicken pad Thai and chicken fried rice. And the meals have Best Buy dates of September 26, 2019 through April 5, 2020. So look for that if you're grabbing stuff up, because if you're a fan like me of P.F. Chang's, hey, maybe you fall into that category. And then I saw this really cool graphic. I guess I was reading the USA Today. It's not cool what's happening here, but the graphic really illustrated the problem. And how about this? You think of teachers and the money. Do you realize the money that they have to spend on classroom supplies? So check this out. From $500 to $1,000, somewhere in there, 13% of teachers across the country, public schools, that's what they're spending. $250 or less 44%, so I'm kind of jumping around here, $251 to $500, 36%, more than $1,000, 7%. Because a lot of times it's supplies, it's something, it's not some cockamamie thing they're doing, it's the basics, really. And that's what happens in schools when they're going through budgets. What gets slashed, sometimes the necessities to do things that seem so simple, and either the parents are involved in it and they're having fundraisers or whatever, and they still are, or it's on the teachers to come up with whatever the, and you know, whatever that money is necessary to make up for the lack of having enough supplies. How about this? Measles. We've been talking a lot about the measles on the show, hitting a 25-year high, 764 cases. Are you kidding? The number of confirmed measles cases this year climbed to 764. That more than doubles the number a year ago and the highest total in 25 years. 60 additional cases reported last week, according to the CDC, of course, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They said most were in New York City and in the suburbs. And, you know, this goes to the whole not vaccinated thing, and then somebody, it's so easy to spread, somebody's spreading it. And the disease is also brought into the country by travelers from Israel, the Ukraine, the Philippines, where there have been large measles outbreaks, and that's what they're saying. And I know you know this, but symptoms of the disease include fever, runny nose, cough, and a rash, so it's not good. You know, who wants to get the measles? And I think I said this on a show. I can't even remember when. I know I was vaccinated. I can't remember getting the measles, and I can't imagine getting the measles. And there's cases all over the place. I'm here in Colorado. They have cases of them. California, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia. You're listening to me in Illinois or Indiana or Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, New Jersey, Oregon, Texas, Tennessee, Washington. I mean, all these states are dealing with it, and it brings up the whole vaccination wars and how people feel about vaccinations. And there are some hardliners that don't want to vaccinate, don't understand the necessity for it, and then there are others that are saying, are you kidding me? You have the potential of exposing us all to the measles. And then how about this? Boeing is pushing ahead on their plan to cut about 900 inspectors. I hate job loss. Inspectors, replacing their jobs with technology improvements at their Seattle area factory. Some of you are listening to us in Washington. So despite the fact that they're under fire for software flaws in the 737 MAX and quality issues in other aircraft, that's what's happening. The union, of course, is calling bunk on this, saying it's a bad decision that will eliminate the second set of eyes on thousands of work packages. And this is what they called out in their newsletter. So about 451 inspectors will be transferred to other jobs this year, about the same number next year, out of a total of about 3,000 at their commercial aircraft operations in the Seattle area. And, you know, you're talking about the unions where you've got the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. So Boeing has confirmed the plan, but they're not going to disclosed, they haven't disclosed anyway, the number of workers involved. They say the changes will result in better quality control, though. So they're saying it's about better quality control if they do that. And here's something really interesting. Lean in on this one. So, you know, when it used to be if you traveled somewhere, you had to take a taxi, and of course now we have Uber and Lyft. And I was in New York maybe a year ago, and I took a taxi, and I really liked the taxi driver, and we had this conversation about how expensive the medallions are, and the fact that if you have a medallion and trying to get one, the expense, but also the rigorous requirements for it. And he said to me, so when you get an Uber or Lyft, they have some requirements, but not the requirements we have, but they're taking away a ton of jobs. So check this out. The New York City Taxi Workers Alliance is saying its members will go on a 2-hour strike from 7 to 9 a.m. Wednesday against Uber and Lyft ahead of Uber's planned initial public stock offering that's happening on Thursday. And it's a big deal. Also a big deal, since we're doing a version of We Can Count, The Trump administration plans to allow 30,000 more foreign workers temporarily into the United States for seasonal work through the end of September. Now, we've talked about these visas. The visas are known as the H-2Bs. They'll be granted to returning foreign workers. And that's a big deal because, of course, we're talking about farms, et cetera, and who they're using. And or in other scenarios, in other types of jobs, they're able to come in on these. But the key thing is making sure they're keeping track of the visas. And apparently that process has gotten really, really tough. As I've talked to a few people, and we've had some people actually on the show to talk about that. All right, everybody's talking about Meghan Markle. And why are they talking about Meghan Markle? Because the American princess had a boy. And the Duchess Meghan of Sussex and Prince Harry celebrated the birth of their first child on Monday. And their pictures, I said this, it's so crazy, their pictures are everywhere. But this is We Can Count. And the numbers say 7 pounds, 3 ounces. That's what the Buckingham Palace is saying. Now it's a question of names and all that kind of stuff. But this is a huge deal. So Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip and Prince Charles and Prince William and Duchess Kate and Harry's maternal aunts and uncles, they've all been notified. It's obviously a very big deal. And this was a long time coming, first the marriage and then the child. I'm sure we will see thousands of pictures. Maybe not, but somebody's going to get the rights to that, and they're probably going to release photos of him soon. All right, weekend box office. I saw this movie because, you know, we do the cheap movie reviews coming up in a couple of days. We'll do that. The Avengers Endgame, $145.8 million. Wow. Smack. And this may end up being one of the all-time office busters. We'll see, because of the way they left us the last time. I can't really review it for you. I'll say it was good. It was long. Make sure you take a snack with you and make sure you're prepared to be there for 3 hours. Then from the weekend box office, The Intruder, $11 million. Long Shot, $10 million. That actually looks kind of funny. Captain Marvel, which has been out for a while, $4.3 million. So just a good reminder, we do our cheap movie reviews. That comes up in a couple of days, and I'll go through what the new movies are that are coming out. If you like to go see things on the big screen, you know, you get closer to summer, and that's when some of the best movies tend to come out, because you've got kids out of school, so kids' movies ramp up even more. And then some of the bigger releases, the two times when they're really bigger is definitely in the summer and toward the summer, and then, of course, when we're talking about Christmas time and the holiday time in November and December, for same theory, you've got people that have time on their hands and people have more vacation, etc., with kids, and then that is one of the ways you do the entertaining thing, right? All right, how about ketchup. Are you a fan of ketchup? Are you a fan of Heinz ketchup? I just saw that Kraft Heinz reinstated earnings for the past 3 years. What they're saying is they're reinstating their financial results for 2016, 2017, and the first 9 months of 2018. They said in a regulatory filing on Monday that several employees in their procurement operations engaged in misconduct. So how about that? So they're getting ahead of the curve, obviously, on that news, because we know what happens with any kind of news. It's interesting, when I look around, there's one area, and maybe it's changing, but the palate would have to change. I see ketchup everywhere. Come on, let's be serious. Are you eating ketchup on your eggs, on your fries, on your burger, you know, whatever? And I don't know the answer to this, but I will look it up. I've tried to look it up, but I will talk to a few people and see in the condiment business if they can tell me, is ketchup more popular than mustard? I'm going to say yes. Even though we're in hot dog season, of course, ball games and all that, but I would think because of the ways you use ketchup, it might be just a tad more comfortable. Look for a future show where I talk about that, and you'll remember that in this version of We Can Count, that was one of the things that I mentioned. All right, stick around. Coming up, we have so much more. One of my favorite segments that I do, and it's called Invade the Man Cave. There's always a lot of sports to talk about. Being here in Denver just hosting the Sharks and beating them in overtime 4-3 was a big deal. You see all over the city Shark shirts and caps and all that kind of stuff in support of the team. So we're going to go in the man cave coming up next.
It's a major problem.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
All right, welcome to the man cave, as you heard the man say, one of my favorite places. And there's some interesting things to talk about, including something I mentioned the other day about the Kentucky Derby, the fallout from the Derby. Continues. I mentioned that my second cousin Jason Service was the trainer for Maximum Security. So it was a shocking turn of events when the horse that came in first, his horse, was disqualified. And as you can imagine, a terrible, terrible disappointment. And there was an appeal. So the owners, I mentioned this the other day, filed an appeal over the Stewart's Derby disqualification. They cited, and I mentioned this also, arbitrary and capricious acts by race stewards in reviewing the Kentucky Derby, and the appeal was filed through the Lexington-based attorney, and the race's winning horse was disqualified, dropped to 17th, if you don't know the story that I'm talking about, and we'd be talking about this in the man cave, when stewards ruled he drifted out of his running lane and impacted the progress of other horses in the race, making second place Country House, a long shot, the winner. So what they're saying is they had a lengthy review. The stewards declined to field questions from any anybody in the media after the Derby, but the chief steward for the state of Kentucky, Barbara Borden, read a prepared statement and said, "We had a lengthy review of the race. We interviewed affected riders. We determined that the 7-horse maximum security drifted out and impacted the progress of number 1, War of Will, in the turn, interfering with long-range Hottie and Bodex Express, and they were all affected." So then my answer is then it has to go to the other horse, Country House, and it's just too bad. I'm sure the West family, they own the horse. They're still stinging from that, and, you know, it's just one of those things that's going to go down in history as the all-time ultimate man cave / bar argument over horse racing and this kind of a finish. But, you know, Churchill Downs is going to bear the brunt of some of this, I think, you know, with the 20-horse field. And some people are arguing, why do you have 20 horses in the Kentucky Derby anyway? Maybe that's, you should invite 20 horses to take part in the Run for the Roses every year. And this time there was a 19-horse field. 2 were scratched before Saturday. 1 more was added. So, you know, Churchill Downs president Kevin Flannery, I'm going to read you this, defended the disqualification, said, and this is a quote, "We understand that the West are disappointed that the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission stewards disqualified maximum security. However, the stewards are responsible for regulating and enforcing the rules of racing in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. We respect and support their decision." So, again, this is something that will be talked about for a very long time and argued about whether it was fair or foul and why even do that. It doesn't, you know, it's not fair and da-da-da-da, but now it's in the history books. So it's in the history books as that decision, and that's the decision. So, you know, there you go. Hey, by the way, I was reading this. I'm going to be out at the Byron Nelson later this week. It's the latest PGA Tour stop, and I was reading a story about Phil Mickelson, lefty. He used to be one of my favorite players. He's missed 3 or 4 tournament cuts recently. I didn't even realize that, including the Wells Fargo Championships last week. You know, it's one of those things where he's just always seems to be there, always seems to be there. He's one of those guys, steady Eddie, steady Eddie, steady Eddie. And I guess, you know, hey, missing a bunch of cuts, it is pretty shocking to see that, because it was his first missed cut in 15 Wells Fargo starts. So you got to think about how many top 10 finishes he had, and that span included top 10 finishes, 10 top 10 finishes. So he started 2019 with a lot of good things happening. After the win at Pebble Beach, he missed the cut in 3 of his last 4 starts. But that's the game of golf, right? The golf gods definitely weren't smiling on him, I guess, is probably the best way to put that. Okay, something else that's happening in the world of sports that would be on our radar is the fact that, you know, looking at some of the top headlines of the day, and one of them, of course, and always on our radar, is what's happening in the NFL. And JPP has a fractured neck, they say, for the Giants. And you think about this, and of course now he's not with the Giants, but he's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as the defensive end. But Jason Pierre-Paul, who's had these injuries recently, suffered another one, a potentially season-ending one, with a fractured neck in a single car crash last week in South Florida. So at 30 years old, he's going to need surgery. He'll be visiting with, of course, neck specialists, because that's precarious with his spot that he's in, etc. So that is a bad run of luck, I think, for a player that was really popular. That's why I thought Giants. He was really popular when he was with the Giants and was constantly being talked about. No doubt about that. I mentioned the fact that when we looked at what happened with the Colorado Avalanche and the Sharks, it was one of those games, and a lot of people were talking about where Colorado survived, baby. That's what it was about, because they tied up the series at 3 apiece by beating the Sharks 4-3. So how about that? And here I am in Colorado, and that was a nice run of luck, certainly for them. And this is sort of a hockey town. I mean, It's really about, I mentioned, everything centers around the NFL in any city, in a lot of the cities anyway we talk about. I shouldn't say any city. But hockey, it was definitely popular here, and they've got an awesome display where you have all the jerseys of the players and their numbers in Larimer Square, the big area where people eat and hang out and that kind of thing. But there still is the overall feel of what's going on with the Broncos. What's going to happen with the Broncos this year? Are they going to be any good? And people are talking about that. In fact, people were asking me my opinion and what I thought was going to happen with the Broncos. Because what is it about the Broncos? It's always about what's going to happen with the, quarterback. What's going to happen in that quarterback situation? I mentioned I was going to be out of the Byron Nelson. Tony Romo is a 10,000-to-1 favorite, so not really a favorite, to win the Byron Nelson. That's the odds on the board in Las Vegas. Of course, Tony Romo, the former quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, is in the Byron Nelson because they can grant people exceptions, and he's an incredible golfer, a scratch golfer, and that should draw some of the local people out, and he's got a lot of face time on TV. You see him doing the NFL games on CBS, but good for him that he's even in the tournament. And whether he's the super, super long shot or not, he will draw fans in the Dallas-Fort Worth area because he was the Cowboy quarterback for so long. But I think it's kind of interesting that he had that athletic background. He's good at a couple of different things, and he was always a really, really good golfer. And it has to be kind of thrilling for him to find himself in a position where he gets to play in front of, you know, the home crowd. And does he make the cut or not? That's the question on Thursday and Friday. I'll be out there, and I'll let you know what happens with, among other things, Tony Romo and some of the other players. People are still talking about the Medal of Freedom and Tiger Woods and the fact that he got that. And you know, somebody asked me the other day, what did I think about him getting the Medal of Freedom? Well, you know, he is iconic. And when you talk about the Medal of Freedom, it goes to people who have done things where they have broken through in some way, or they have done something that really has put them on the map and have given back in certain ways. And I think Tiger Woods certainly falls into that category. So it didn't seem odd to me that he got the Medal of Freedom, and the president has the ability to award the Medal of Freedom to whoever they choose the Medal of Freedom to go to. And so he made that list. And of course, the president is a big fan of the game of golf and has spent some time with Tiger Woods. But winning that fifth Masters, I think, with all those surgeries, and of course he has a foundation, he does a lot for kids and whatnot, it's not absolutely shocking to me that he would find himself in that position, let's put it that way. So if we're in the man cave, one of the things that we would absolutely be talking about is, where do you get the best, because it's all about grub, I've talked about this before, where do you get the best hot dog in what Major League Baseball park? And I recently got a mailbag question on that, and I saved it. And this was from Corey, who said, Kate, you've been to all the ballparks. I saw one of your bios said you ate 1,400 lousy hot dogs, so I was wondering, where's the best hot dog you've ever had? And for all of the fans of the great game of baseball that are listening in Dodger territory, or they go to see the Dodgers, I don't know, there's something about Dodger dogs. And is it the lore of Dodger dogs? And because people always talk about them, I just think that the hot dogs taste really good. And for me, I'm not going to get one of those, like they have these giant broomsticks or some of these yardsticks or these crazy things where you have these hot dogs that weigh 10 pounds and it's funny and they take, you know, do video of it and talk about it on local news when the seasons kick off. But I mean, honest to goodness, like, just a good hot dog to me has sauerkraut on it, mustard, and onions and relish. So you might not agree with me on the toppings, but I thought, I spent some time watching the Dodgers, and Dodger dogs to me really, really stood out. So thanks to all of you for joining me in the man cave and for this hour of the show. Kate Delaney saying, make it count, everybody.
This is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.